This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Clearly not a man to dilly-dally, Vladimir Putin wasted no time after the referendum in Crimea yesterday, late this evening, Moscow time. Mr. Putin signed a decree recognizing Crimea as, quote, sovereign and independent. Sanctions have, of course, been imposed by both the United States and the European Union, asset freezings and travel bans mostly. While getting Crimea might have been relatively cheap for the Russians, keeping it probably won't, as Marketplace's Noel King starts us off.
For people in Crimea who voted in favor of the breakaway, the post-referendum mood was euphoric.
We are come back to Russia. We happy. We all happy.
I love Russia. This is my dream, to live in the Russia. This is not Ukraine.
Annexing Crimea would be a political win for Russia, but economically, the peninsula is kind of a mess. William Pomerantz is with the Woodrow Wilson Center.
Russia's going to have to send billions of dollars to supply electricity, to provide water, simply to keep Crimea running.
Pomerantz says that could cost Russia $3 billion a year. And then there's the shadow hanging over tourism, a major part of the Crimean economy.
Most of these tourists come from Ukraine. So you're going to have to wonder what the summer season is going to look like in Crimea, because the usual Ukrainian tourists are not going to come.
It's also unclear what will happen to Ukrainian state property in Crimea and how to physically connect Crimea to Russia. Plans for a billion-dollar-plus bridge are reportedly in the works, but construction could take years to finish. Then there are the international economic sanctions. For now, they're only hitting a few top Russian and Ukrainian officials. But Lilit Gvorgian, a senior economist with IHS Global Insight, says what counts is that the U.S. and Europe have warned those sanctions can be escalated.
These are serious negative messages that the investor community is receiving. We've already seen ruble weakening, that the equity markets punishing Russian companies.
All of which makes Crimea seem less like a prize for Russia and more like a drain on dwindling resources. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.